My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we critique Davin's video chat with his scammer, Belinda. So listen and enjoy.
You ask, and we have been asking every step we get, every progression that you have made with this, why? You have to think the reality again. Why? I got an answer. Why?
I think it's one of two things. I think it's pretty obvious at this point. It's one of two things.
Yeah.
Either it's as Joe suggests, they feel like, all right, we got him on the line. He's got this money. The divorce is coming. Let's give him the picture.
Right.
Even though we're not supposed to go on camera.
Yeah.
You know what? We're kind of breaking the rules by revealing ourselves like we did.
Yeah.
Let's break the bank. We're going to get some good coin on this one.
Right.
That could be the play.
Right.
Very legitimate. Or the chick digs me. In which case, I have a situation. I have a bit of a problem.
Houston, we have a problem.
All right. So now you said there was going to be audio on this.
Yes. Okay. The audio, it's not great. I edited it down to 7+ minutes. It's very hard to listen to. The audio was actually 30+ minutes, the length of the conversation.
Okay.
Right. But there's just so much nothing going on, as you heard.
Okay. Yeah. Now, as we listen to the audio, us, anybody, the gang on the chat room, anybody that might hear this in a replay and was listening to the replay a while, she digs me. She digs me. Let's listen to the audio and see how into him she is.
Yeah.
You're really having some hiccups over there. This should be interesting.
Oh, yeah. I just ate a half a block of cheese dumbbell.
It ain't over, Trucker Tom. You're still in the game.
Bullshit. Poor dog. I'll eat cow shit next. I don't know.
Is the chat stunned? Are they impressed?
Well, I mean, they are stunned in the silence, but Tom just said scammer tactics? Legitimate? Come on, man.
So even Trucker Tom still thinks this is nonsense.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You'll be thinking about that over a hot shot. Potentially. Potentially Trucker Tom, because he went double or nothing.
Oh, by the way, I also want to have a choice of how many hot sauce shots he has.
No, it was one apiece. It was one apiece.
Don't help me when he's going after me.
I made the bet with him. You can do something with him on Mavis if you want. But by the way, so again, go delay. We expect you to pay up. We expect to have that video. Davin at DavinComedy.com. I expect one Scotch Bonnet. There's still another one up for play. Maybe I'll be eating Scotch Bonnet. Maybe I don't get Mavis. Mavis has kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Mavis might
be
gone. All right. Here's the conversation.
It's okay, Dick.
Right. Here's the conversation. Again, this is very hard to listen to. I don't know if we'll ever be able to put it online.
Yeah.
But here it is. Can you hear that? Yes? No? No? Can you hear me? You can hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear her, but I can't hear you. I want to hear you. Don't you laugh at me. I'll come to Ghana and kick your butt. Laughing and laughing over there in Ghana. You don't know, I might be right next door to you. I might be looking in that doorway right behind you. Look behind you. No, you don't think so? Look behind you. Yeah, I'm not. I want to hear you. Can you talk right into the computer? Like maybe there's a microphone in the computer. You can hear me. Yeah, you get what you want.
We were connected.
How nice. You can hear me. I can't hear you. Now I can't say terrible things. Now I have to be nice. Well, at least you can hear me say you have a beautiful smile. I can't hear you. Those are the biggest earrings I've ever seen. Can you hear me?
In the picture.
Yeah, you can hear me. Aren't your... Yeah! They're nice. Aren't your ears tired?
Really?
I got a little there. Wow. Very stylish. Oh, you're welcome. Look at you showing it. They got to get you a microphone. Tell Ishmael to earn his keep. He's the computer guy. He's sitting right there.
You hear everything else.
Tell Ishmael to do something.
Hold on, let me stop.
Please, can you stop that?
What's up, Ishmael?
Hold on.
By the way, we have heard her. We have heard her in parts.
Yeah, we've heard giggling, but we're hearing See, something is fishy. I'm hearing everything else in the background, crystal clear. That's the background. That's the background. She's in front of the unit. We can't hear her.
I know what happened.
What?
I know what happened. I might be jumping ahead. Actually, it's not jumping ahead because I was watching it.
Yeah.
I didn't realize at the time. Then I thought about it.
Right.
I didn't know it at the time, but I had to think about it. A lot of these headphones.
Yeah.
They have the microphone on the wire.
Oh.
None of us realized that.
Oh.
So we're trying to adjust different things, thinking maybe the microphone is in the computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Is it one of the lavaliers that we used to have?
No. It's not a lavalier. It's a headset. It's kind of like a Bluetooth type thing. Okay. You know, where you have the headset, and then there's like the microphone on the wire.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is. Neither one of us realized that. That I didn't know that at the time. But upon thinking about it, that's why I could hear her in and out when she was adjusting things.
Right.
When she was moving, that's what it was. And we have heard her. We've heard her laugh.
I heard the giggle.
No, I'm not discounting that. I was.
Yeah. It makes no sense for them, though, to have spoken to me in the past and then to once do the video chat for me not to communicate with her.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. And you can tell from this audio that we are communicating with each other without words.
It might make sense where it's vague enough without giving much information that you are having contact.
Right.
Yeah, but she doesn't know I'm going to question her.
How do you know?
Come on.
Here's the deal.
I could have questioned her in the words.
But she still could have had that vague reaction where something's not going right, where you might have given up.
Yeah. Listen,
they're not stupid people.
No.
Well,
they're not, man.
If they're going to go on camera, which is something they don't do, she's going to try to communicate. I mean, I'm looking at her. She was frustrated too.
You know what though? If they're trying to lure you in, he wants to do it. Do it. We can lure him in. But when you go on there, don't try. You know, let's fudge
the really audio reaching.
Stuff.
You're really reaching.
Because I'm trying to look at the most.
But you're forgetting. I saw her.
Yeah.
I communicated with her.
Yeah.
I saw what they were doing.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.